This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good morning and a good Friday. And we're going to have a summer-like start to the weekend weather-wise, as you just heard, around 80 degrees today. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Hunger is present in every zip code in America, but counties with the highest rates of food insecurity are disproportionately rural, and rural areas make up 62% of all those counties, but 9 out of 10 counties with the highest food insecurity are rural. Feeding America, and we welcome Vince Hall, who's the Chief Government Relations Officer for Feeding America, and you can see Vince on our live stream at kdkradio.com, brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. Vince, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me today.
And there's a good reason to have this conversation today, as we find groups around the country scrambling to figure out financially what's next. And in this case, you're here to really urge a bipartisan effort to keep feeding America, right?
That's exactly right. Organizations like the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank are doing extraordinary work, not just in the city of Pittsburgh, but in many of the surrounding counties where the rates of hunger reach the highest rates that we see. It is tragic, but 47 million people in the United States are struggling with hunger. That's about one out of every seven people. And those rates are significantly higher in rural America. But so is the cost of solving hunger as we try to move food further distances in smaller quantities to serve smaller communities. But organizations like the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank are dedicated to that, and they serve every county within the region.
You know, I remember the response here in Pittsburgh, especially right after the pandemic started. And now here we are all these years later, and Christy, we've been hearing from the Greater Community Food Bank here that the demand hasn't lessened. It's the same. Why is that?
You know, the tragedy is it's actually gone up. During the pandemic, the government took many steps to try to protect Americans from the effects of a shutdown of the economy, to try to help restart the economy. But it was actually when all of those pandemic era supports began to get rolled back by Congress that we saw hunger rates start to soar. About 40% of the people who came to food banks during the pandemic had never been to one before. And honestly, many of them have been unable to make enough money with the inflated prices for food and with rent and gas and all the other monthly budget essentials. They have not been able to stop relying on the food bank. And, you know, food banks are meant to be a temporary source of emergency help during hard times. They're not really equipped to be a permanent piece of each family's monthly budget equation. And that's why, as you said, we're really advocating in Congress for a new farm bill that makes strong investments in the important nutrition programs that can solve hunger for everybody in this country.
We're with Vince Hall, Chief Government Relations Officer with Feeding America. So when you've reached out to both sides, what has been the response when you talk to them one-on-one? Do they get it?
Well, it's a mixture. I mean, the good news is that everybody identifies the problem of hunger as being serious. And across the aisles, both parties seem very dedicated to the idea of successful food banks, that they want organizations like the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank to succeed and to be able to serve everybody in line. But 23% of the food that comes to organizations like your local food bank is from the federal government, and those resources have been cut back. Those resources are actually declining. The way to solve that through the Farm Bill is to make significantly more investment in the Emergency Food Assistance Program, which we call TFAP, or to make improvements in the SNAP program, what we used to call food stamps. That SNAP program provides 9 meals for every 1 meal provided by all the nation's food banks combined. So it's really America's frontline defense against hunger. But without TFAP, without more federal commodities through the Emergency Food Assistance Program, it's going to be very difficult for food banks to be there for people who aren't eligible for SNAP or who just immediately fall on hard times and it takes a while to get on SNAP. And those are the resources that food banks need to serve every rural community as well as every neighborhood of Pittsburgh itself.
And if you support this effort, make sure you let your elected officials know. Vince Hall, Chief Government Relations Officer with Feeding America, appreciate your time this morning on this Good Friday, Vince. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
And appreciate the work you and everybody involved does on a daily basis.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.